unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The out of Israel, how
the eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light. This program is brought to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today is Morton Wishengrad's The Voice of Rochelle and features Ann Sterrett as Miss Miller and Ronnie Liss as the boy.
This is a story for a day when Earth sucks the reins of winter like a little child. The days run in circles, and every ancient thing is refound in the circuit. And every new thing has already been many times. Men are united but to be parted again, and men are parted and are then reunited. These are the words of the poet Yehuda Halevi. I awake, and I am yet with thee, O Lord, and I give thanks. And it is sweet to thank thee. My name is Hannah Miller, but this is not my story. Essentially, it is the story of one small boy and an effort to find for him a single minute point upon the circumference of the ancient circuit. For him, the story began nearly 4 years ago in France. For me, it began 2 years ago at Pier 45 in New York Harbor. He was only one child among seven small children, residue of war. Seven orphans come to America from lands of destruction and famine. I had gone to the pier to collect this consignment from overseas. And when children have been starved and carry only the inconsequential baggage of empty hands, it is quite possible to crowd seven little children into a New York taxicab. Driver, is it...
Keep your shirt on, lady.
But the siren...
Yeah, it's the little flower, lady. Things must be slow at City Hall.
Hush, boy. It's not a real air raid. It's just practice.
That's right, kid. Sit tight. It's only the warning siren anyhow. We got time.
Children, you mustn't cry. Kinder, ihr müsst nicht weinen. Nie bäut ihr, diete. Nie bäut ihr, koite. Rehitel no nichevo.
Tell him, lady.
Bernard. Explique à la petite fille qu'il n'y a pas de danger. C'est seulement l'exercice. Pas de bosh en Amérique.
That's telling him.
Hans, give mir die Hand. Sage dem anderen Jungen, er soll keine Angst haben. Everything is all right. You're in America. It's only a practice raid.
Hey, lady.
Yes?
What you got back there, the Boylett School of Languages?
Driver, can we get to 4th Avenue before the second siren? It's important. These children are frightened.
Lady, I already went through one red light. I gotta stop for this one.
But, driver, please hurry.
Keep your shirt on, lady. It'll turn green in a second. Hey, it ain't my business, but where are you taking these kids?
The Hebrew orphan shelter. These children are...
I gotcha. I shouldn't have cracked wise.
Driver, the lights change.
Madam, who is driving this here taxi cab? How do y'all like that? Hey, you! Hey, you monkey! What are you waiting for? Better get it green.
There were seven children, and Bernard was only one of them. He wore a dirty woolen sweater which fell below his knees. He was smaller than a short Friday, but his eyes were large, and in them there was a look that could hold sunlight. We had 132 children at the shelter. He was like all the others. And yet, Bernard was also a part.
What is your second name?
Hunasipa.
What was your mother's second name?
Hunasipa.
Miller, you try him.
Where did you live?
Hunasipa.
Don't you even remember the town or the province?
Hunasipa.
Miller, how are we going to help the boy? We've got nothing to go on.
Just three things. His mother's name was Rochelle. His name is Bernard. And somewhere in America, he has an uncle. His mother's brother.
That isn't enough. We're licked. Now, let's see if you can make him talk.
Bernard, listen. We want to help you find your uncle. But you must help us. You understand me, don't you? I know you do. Please, try to remember. Bernard. Donne toi la peine. Tu m'aideras de trouver ton oncle en Amérique. N'importe quel renseignement est important.
Je ne peux pas me rappeler. Je me rappelle mes frères pour presque rien. Mon père était soldat. Il a été tué à la guerre. Je restais avec ma mère. Ensuite, ils sont arrivés. Les Boches. Ma mère était bonne. Si bonne.
A little boy speaking. And it was as though the sun came down the steps and it was night. He remembered so little. Only that his father had been a soldier.
Il est mort.
And that his mother had been very lovely.
Elle est mort.
And that he could not remember his second name.
Je ne sais pas.
And that somewhere in America he had an uncle.
Mon oncle américain. Le frère de ma mère.
The other children left the shelter. New children came. They left. Bernard remained. And then, slowly, he began to remember.
Mon père a été tué. Les Allemands sont arrivés. Ils nous ont mis dans les trains. Ils ont dit qu'ils nous envoyaient en Pologne. Je me souviens.
A little boy speaking.
I remember. It was after my father had died in the war. The Germans came to where we lived. They put me and my mother and the others into wagons. They said they were sending us to Poland. I did not want to go to Poland. We rode for a long time, many days, and there was nothing to eat. At night, we stopped in the forest, and from the wagon, I could hear the grown-up people talk.
Warm enough, Rochelle?
Yes.
How is the boy?
He's warm enough.
Has he spoken yet?
No, he hasn't spoken.
It's going to drive me crazy. Why don't the children speak? It's a natural, why don't they?
Take it easy, Maurice. How much food do we have?
Nothing.
Have you anything, Rochelle?
Yes.
How much?
Not much. A little more than half a loaf.
All right, we divide it.
I'm hungry.
We divide it, Maurice. For the children.
I'm hungry. I haven't eaten since.
You'll wait. None of the grown-ups eat. We save it for the children.
The bread is moldy.
They'll eat it. I've got a bottle of wine. Dip the bread in wine. They won't notice the mold.
I'll do it right away.
No, not tonight, Rochelle. Tomorrow morning.
The children are hungry now.
Tomorrow they'll be hungrier. Wait till tomorrow.
Are you awake? You don't have to speak if you don't want to. Eat this. It's your breakfast. Go ahead. Say the blessing for the bread. All right, I'll say it for you. Baruch ato Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam chomotzi lecha min haoretz. Eat your bread, Bernard.
This wagon. Everyone all right?
All right.
This wagon. The children get their bread?
Yes, it's been taken care of.
Warm enough, Rochelle? I can give you my scarf.
Thank you. I'll manage.
How's Bernard?
He doesn't speak very much.
Yeah, sure. Well?
I don't know. I hope you will live, that's all.
Why? What's the good?
I don't know. My husband, he used to say immortality comes through children.
Sure.
Well, that's enough, isn't it? You die, your children die. Your children live and your children die, their children live. Continuity. That counts, doesn't it?
Sure. We start in a minute.
May you see children's children unto thy children. The rabbi said that when I was married.
Sure, we start in a minute. Rachel, get the boy to talk. He's going to be sick if he doesn't talk.
Try again, Bernard. Try to remember your mother's name.
Rachel.
No, her second name.
Je ne sais pas, seulement Rachel.
Miller, how can we find his uncle if he can't remember his mother's name or his uncle's name? We just have to get more information from him. Miller, talk to the boy.
Bernard, you know we're trying to help you find your uncle.
Oui.
She told you you had an uncle in America?
Oui.
But that isn't enough. America's a great big place. Where does your uncle live? Je t'en prie. Donc, quel ville ton oncle des mortiers?
Je ne sais pas.
Well, then try to remember his name.
Je ne peux pas.
Please, Bernard, please try. I know it's wrong to ask you to remember. I know it's better for you to forget. But we want to bring your uncle to you. Please, boy, try to remember.
Ma mère est morte.
Go on.
Pendant plusieurs jours, nous étions dans les trains. Vers la Pologne.
Yes. You rode toward Poland. Go on.
Les grandes personnes, ma mère aussi, l'avaient faim. Elle est morte.
Your mother died of hunger?
Oui.
What else?
Rien.
He doesn't remember anything else. We just can't torture him anymore.
No, he's got to think about it. We need more facts.
Oui. Ma mère est morte. Tout le monde est mort. Moi, je ne suis pas mort. Ils m'ont permis de rester près du tombeau. Ils ne m'ont pas gêné.
A little boy is speaking.
When my mother died, they buried her in the forest beside the road. The Germans let me stay. They did not care about me. The wagons went on toward Poland. I stayed. The second day, a gendarme found me.
Is that you, Albert? It's me. I've got a sick child here.
I don't talk to Laval's police. Go away.
Albert, I swear to you, I've got a sick child here. I swear on my mother's name.
I don't talk to the police. I want you to stop shouting and let me... Who is he?
I don't know. I found him off the road. And there was a fresh grave.
Why do you bring him to me?
Because I know about you.
Eh?
All right, Albert, so I'm a gendarme. So Pétain and Laval are my employers. But I know about you, and I haven't told anyone. You get him out, won't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The same way you get the others out. Tuesday night, you meet a man at Waron.
Shut up!
He drives a car to Grenoble.
Shut up!
From Grenoble, there's another wagon that goes to Saint-Marcellin, and after that...
I said shut up!
Yes, I shut up. Every gendarme in this district knows it. But we shut up, Albert. Well?
Close your fat mouth and come inside. Well, what are you waiting for? Bring the boy in.
Il était bon, lui et les autres. Ils m'ont donné à manger. Ensuite, j'ai quitté la France. Ils m'ont amené en Espagne. Ensuite, au Portugal.
A little boy speaking, trying to remember what is best forgotten. The days run in circles, and every old thing has already been many times.
So we tried the old things, the old familiar things that had been tried before.
Hurry with that press release, Miss Abrams.
I'll help her get it out.
Oh, no, Miller. You get to the reporters. Buy them a martini. Buy them two martinis. We've got to get a good story.
Miller speaking. Yes, that's right. But it's all we know. His mother's name was Rochelle. His name is Bernard. He has an uncle in America. I know. I know it's very little to go on. Yes. Yes, certainly. That's right. Fine.
Miss Abrams, don't forget to include the boy's age. He's approximately 8 years old. That may be important.
The morning bulletin sending a photographer up.
Oh, that's good, Miller. You might tackle the wire services.
Oh, I should have thought of that myself.
It's a good story. They'll take it.
I hope so.
Miller, I'm praying. Somewhere in America, there's a man we want.
And we'll get to him. We have to get to him.
Please, no more interviews. We appreciate everything, but the boy is tired.
Where shall I put these cartons?
In the same place.
Miller, for heaven's sake, ask the public to stop sending toys and clothes. The boy doesn't want to open a department store. All he wants is his uncle.
Thank you very much. But Bernard isn't quite ready to appear on the radio. But thanks again.
Miller, how many does that make?
36.
Thank them all, will you? But tell them that Bernard does not want to be adopted. He just wants his uncle.
Listen, Bernard. There are some people waiting for you. Every one of them had a sister named Rochelle. Do you understand?
Oui.
You mustn't be nervous. One of them might be your uncle, but don't be disappointed.
Mon oncle américain.
Perhaps, but that's all. Peut-être. Perhaps. That's all. No. You be a good boy and try not to cry.
Je ne pleure pas.
I know. I know you don't cry. You're a good boy, Bernard.
Je ne pleure pas.
A little boy with large eyes who did not cry. From many cities they'd come to see him. Americans of French descent who once in better days had had a sister called Rochelle.
Our little boy was called Samuel. Is that your name? Samuel, not Bernard.
Je ne sais pas.
Her second name was Israel. Try to remember, Bernard. Is your second name Israel?
Je ne sais pas.
Can you think of your father's name? Was it...
Je ne peux pas.
Sonny, try to remember. The name of the city was...
Je ne peux pas.
Your father could have been...
Je ne sais pas.
Bernard, if you'll only remember the last time...
Je ne peux pas. Je ne sais pas. Je ne peux pas. Je ne sais pas. Je ne peux pas.
It wasn't any use. We were fools. Such clumsy fools. How does the Talmud say it? When the waves are running high, yield before the waves and they will not overpower you. So we stopped questioning. We yielded before the waves. He was smaller than a short Friday and his eyes were large. We stopped questioning him. He played with his toys. And then, one day, because he was content, he hummed a little song.
Bernard, I never heard that melody before.
Oh, that's a nice tune, Bernard. Is that something your mother taught you?
Come here, Bernard.
Okay.
That's a fine American vocabulary you're acquiring.
Okay.
Don't overdo it now. Does your song have words?
Oh, hear me, vocal.
Miller, do you know that tune?
Never heard the tune. But the words are from Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord. A voice is heard in Ramah. Rachel weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are not.
Bernard, that was your mother's song, wasn't it?
Oui. Ma mère disait que c'était la chanson composée par ma grand-mère.
That was a very special tune, wasn't it?
Oui.
Just your grandmother's and your mother's?
Oui.
And maybe your uncle in America knew it?
Oui.
Miller, it's hardly enough to go on.
Well, it's more than we've had up to now.
All right. I'll get Miss Abrams to call up all those people again. Miller, keep praying. Please, I left word we were not to be disturbed.
He's on furlough. He thinks he might be the boy's uncle. He seems excited.
The boy is tired.
Wait a minute. We've got to try every angle. Tell him to come in.
That's Bernard?
Yes. That's Bernard.
He's such a little kid.
Yes, he's little.
Sonny.
Oui.
I had a sister in Provence. When she was little, her eyes were...
Comme les miens?
Yeah, like yours. Her hair was black like yours.
Ma mère avait les cheveux blancs.
You turned white?
Oui.
Bernard.
Oui.
Listen. Écoute, Bernard. Écoute. Ne libéris en ruin. Oh, je me vaco al bonheur. Veillant ole
an American soldier today who has returned from the war. And in his house there is a boy smaller than a short tidy, with eyes very large and very bright. Yes, the days run in circles, and every ancient thing is refound in the circuit, and every new thing has already been many times. Men are united but to be parted again, and men are parted and then reunited. I awake, and I am with thee, O Lord. And I give thanks, and it is sweet to thank thee.
If you'd like a free copy of the script just heard, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. Now, we present a brief talk by Mr. Edward Silver of New York City, president of the National Council of Young Israel. Mr. Silver.
How true it is that today so many of us are saying, je ne sais pas, I do not know, when our hearts and minds seek some cure for the sickness that has taken hold of this troubled world. How futile, too, seems to be the medicines prescribed. I cannot help but feel that in the end, like to little Bernard, our salvation will come from the word of the prophets. Whether atomic energy will prove a blessing or a curse, whether any scientific advance will prove a blessing or a curse, will, in the last analysis, depend upon the heart and conscience of man. A decade ago, we brought destruction to the world by a false evaluation of the word Kultur. We could not believe that a nation that had brought to the world great music, literature, art, and scientific discovery could commit the crimes it threatened. We failed to realize that a nation that felt that the words of the prophets were to be shunned and despised was a nation without heart or conscience, depraved and debased. This concept is shown in Exodus, which reading we began yesterday in our synagogues. Israel and Egypt represent two world conceptions, two ways of looking upon God and man. They're not merely in conflict, but mutually exclusive. As said Jeremiah at the door of the king of Judah, "Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness and his chambers by injustice." These words of Jeremiah are but a prophetic echo of the Israelites' cry for freedom that pierced the heavens in the days of Moses. They are but the translation of the trumpet sounds of the Exodus and the covenant of Sinai with the divine and everlasting proclamation of the rights of man.
Thank you, Mr. Silver. Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishenvad. The musical score was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Catons. Ann Sterrett was featured as Miss Miller, and Ronnie Liss was the boy. The soloist was cantor David Putterman, and he was assisted by Bobby Miller. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. This program is presented by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations, and comes to you each week at the same time under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. If you'd like to have a free copy of today's program, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.